In 2015, as you know, Thomas Anthony Daly was appointed the 7th Bishop of Spokane. And shortly after his arrival, he outlined 3 different areas in which he wanted to focus on as our bishop. The first was the promotion of vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. The second was to focus on Catholic education and formation of our young people. And thirdly, the call to holiness, which leads to the salvation of souls. In explaining that third goal concerning our salvation, Bishop has drawn upon the language of holiness contained in the dogmatic constitution on the Church from the Second Vatican Council. In chapter 5 of that particular document, we read this: "All the faithful of Christ, of whatever rank or status, are called to the fullness of the Christian life and to the perfection of charity. They must follow in Christ's footsteps, and they must devote themselves with all their being to the glory of God and the service of their neighbor." If you were to look up chapter 5, you'd note that the title of this chapter is The Universal Call to Holiness. I couldn't help but to think about the universal call to holiness when I drove out this past week to St. Rose of Lima Parish in Cheney. The parishioners some time ago had commissioned 6 icons that have been placed around the sanctuary. And I went out to see them for the first time, and then last night I was at the 4 o'clock Mass as though the icons were blessed by Father Paul Herrick. The Catholic Church has always been a custodian of the arts because it is through beauty that we encounter the author of beauty, who is Almighty God Himself. These icons, like other elements of architecture or art, speak to us through their beauty and through their symbolism without using any words. And what these particular icons say to us, amongst other things, is that we, all of us, are called to holiness no matter what our state in life is. And this is why I say that. One of the icons is of a married woman, Saint Cecilia, who lived in Rome, Italy. Another is of a pope, Pope Saint John Paul the Great, who, as we know, was from Poland. There's a bishop and priest, St. John Neumann, the Bishop of Philadelphia here in the United States. There's a Native American single laywoman, St. Kateri Tekowitha, who we say would be from North America because she lived and traveled in what would be today the United States and Canada. And finally, there are 2 nuns, St. Rose of Lima, the patroness of that parish, and from Lima, Peru, and St. Teresa of Calcutta, whom we know is from India. These 6 icons are a powerful reminder that the call to holiness is universal, applying to all believers of any state in life, living all throughout the world. Holiness, therefore, applies to single lay people, nuns, popes, married couples, bishops and priests, college students, sons and daughters. In short, every single one of you, every single one of us in the sanctuary, are called to devote ourselves to the glory of God and the service of our neighbor. And we are inspired to do this by meditating on those lives depicted in those icons. People who listened to the Word of God, who participated in the sacraments, who engaged in personal prayer, and who committed acts of kindness and love. The second reading for this morning's Mass has St. James presenting some attitudes and behaviors which undermine holiness, as well as some elements of virtuous behavior which helps to grow holiness. He says, "Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice." And so if we're jealous of other people, of what they have, of their gifts and talents, of their bank account, or if we have a kind of a sense of selfish ambition in our lives, if either of those are present, we're not going to grow in holiness. I found it interesting that St. James used the word selfish attached to ambition. I think it tells us that there's nothing wrong with ambition as long as it's other-centered. In fact, we call that zeal. All six of those saints that I mentioned had lots of ambition. Ambition for Christ's church and the truth of the Catholic faith. And so it's okay for us, for you, to have zeal for your marriage and family and for the truth which the church offers. And then St. James goes on to write of the importance of being peaceable and gentle and compliant, full of mercy and sincere. And then when we move to the gospel today, Jesus sums up holiness in one sentence. He declares, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." When we respond to the universal call to holiness, we are on the road to salvation. And to put it in another way, we are on the road to becoming saints. That reminds me of an experience I had while I was in seminary, while I was a seminarian in graduate school at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. It was the beginning of the course. The course was on reconciliation. It was taught by an old Dominican priest. And he was beginning to learn our names. And he was going through the roster, calling out our names. Anthony Marcaccio, Timothy Natto, Robert Bowles. And he got to Darren Connell. And he looked up and he said, "Son, what kind of name is Darren?" He said, "Is that a saint's name?" And I sheepishly said, "No, Father, it's not." And he responded without missing a beat, "Well, maybe it will be one day." And then he went on with Thomas and James and all the others. And it seems to me that is precisely the fruit of responding to the universal call to holiness. The possibility that your name and mine would one day join those names of the canonized saints in heaven. So if you ever find yourself in Chini, I'd encourage you to stop in at St. Rose of Lima Parish, or even to intentionally to go out there to visit, to look at those beautiful icons. My hope and prayer is that those beautiful images will inspire generations of Catholics long after we are all gone, to seek their prayers in responding to that universal call to holiness, the universal call to be saints. Saint Cecilia, pray for us. Saint Rose of Lima, pray for us. Saint John Neumann, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul the Great, pray for us. Saint Kateri Tekowitha, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us.